The Church Welfare Plan, celebrating 75 years of self-reliance and service. The Strength of Many, the Law of the Fast. The Lord established the Law of the Fast to bless His people and provide a way to care for those in need. He instructed the saints to impart of your substance unto the poor, and it shall be laid before the bishop to administer to the poor and needy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 31 and 34. Fast offerings are a primary resource for the Lord's storehouse. Church members are encouraged to give an offering at least equal to the value of the two meals not eaten while fasting. President Spencer W. Kimball asked members to give much, much more, 10 times more, where we are in a position to do it. When we understand and live the law of the fast, our love and compassion for the less fortunate increase. Fasting, accompanied by prayer, is a form of true worship. When we obey the law of the fast, we gain spiritual strength, temporal blessings, and a greater desire to serve others. President Thomas S. Monson taught, "The concept of fast offerings appears as early as the time of Isaiah, when speaking of the true fast, he encouraged people to fast, and to deal thy bread to the hungry, and bring the poor that are cast out to thy house." Isaiah chapter 58, verse 7. The prophet Joseph instituted the practice of collecting fast offerings for the poor in Kirtland, Ohio, and later at Nauvoo, Illinois. The Quorum of the 12 Apostles sent a general letter to the church defining the principle of fasts, stating, "Let this be an ensample to all saints, and there will never be any lack for bread. When the poor are starving, let those who have fast one day and give what they otherwise would have eaten to the bishops for the poor, and everyone will abound for a long time." And so long as the saints will all live to this principle with glad hearts and cheerful countenances, they will always have an abundance. Food production. The production and processing of food to feed the hungry has been a cornerstone of the welfare plan since it was first introduced. What began as scattered gardens and work projects located throughout Utah became a vast network of over 1,000 farms and food production projects run by the stakes and wards of the church. Welfare farms operated in North America, Europe, Australia, and Polynesia. By the 1980s, these farms and production facilities were consolidated, enlarged, and improved. Some smaller projects were sold. As in the past, these farms and facilities are supported by members of the church who provide most of the labor, all volunteer. Members contribute hundreds of thousands of days each year to produce, process, and distribute food that will be used to support the needy. Over 100 million pounds of grain, beans, meat, fruit, vegetables, and other commodities are produced annually, ensuring that bishops have food available to support those in need. In areas of the church where storehouses are not available or readily accessible, bishops and branch presidents use fast offerings to provide the needed commodities and services. The Lord's Storehouse. Since the welfare program was introduced in 1936, members of the church have labored together to relieve the suffering of those who stand in need. Economic downturns, natural disasters, unemployment, sickness and disability, or times of loss have all required that the saints work together under the direction of the priesthood to ensure that needs are met and that individuals and families are blessed. Over the years, millions of members have willingly given of their time and talents to bless others and replace, as President Monson says, the weakness of one person standing alone with the strength of many serving together. When President Heber J. Grant spoke of the welfare system in 1936, he envisioned that no new church machinery would be required, but that stake and ward organizations, the priesthood quorums, the Relief Society, and the various auxiliary organizations would render the maximum service they could furnish in the interest of the general welfare of the church. The Lord had already established the organization needed to bless the poor and needy. Priesthood quorums were in place, relief societies were organized, and the priesthood of God was on the earth. The members of the church, with their consecrated labor, their talents and abilities, become an integral part of the Lord's storehouse. In addition to the fast offerings that are paid to the fast offering fund of the church, priesthood leaders can draw on the time, talents, abilities, and energies of all the members in blessing those who stand in need. By accepting the opportunity to assist others in their hour of need, we demonstrate our love for God and His children. This is welfare in its purest light, and its faithful practice will exalt both the giver and the receiver, as envisioned by prophets in our day. If every member of this church observed the fast and contributed generously, the poor and the needy, not only of the church, but many others as well, would be blessed and provided for. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Rise to a Larger Vision of the Work, Ensign, May 1990, page 97. To all within the sound of my voice, I declare that the welfare plan of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is inspired of Almighty God. Indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ is its architect. He beckons to you and to me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. May we hear his voice. May we open to his presence the doorways of our hearts. And may he be our constant companion as we strive to serve his children. President Thomas S. Monson, The Way of the Lord, in Basic Principles of Welfare and Self-Reliance, Booklet, 2009, page 13.